If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
How much of your life are you giving away to something just because it makes money, but you hate it? Like, is that how you want to live the rest of your life? You may not be able to just up and leave or do anything about it right now, but I want you to really think of a long-term strategy towards this. Like, don't allow yourself, don't be like me and allow yourself to make your whole life about hitting these quantitative goals, these financial goals, and then you celebrate for 5 minutes, but then you realize you still have a void because other areas of your life are being neglected because you are putting all of your time and energy into just making money. Why are you wasting all of this time on Netflix? You could be making money. Why are you wasting all of this time and doing this and having fun? You need to be making money. Like, shut up. Shut up. Let people live. Let people live. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp because becoming the best version of yourself probably requires a little bit of therapy. Personally, I have talked about some of the lowest points in my life on this podcast, including almost committing suicide when I was 16 years old, and I wished I had access to a company like BetterHelp to offer licensed therapists that are trained to listen and help you. They make it so convenient to talk to one of their 20,000 therapists in the convenience of your home or anywhere you'd like because it's all online. You can schedule secure video and phone sessions plus exchange unlimited messages, and it's all completely confidential. You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. And you can always request a new therapist anytime at no additional charge. Plus, there is a special offer for Secluded Thoughts listeners to get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/secluded. That's betterhelp.com/secluded. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the show. I'm your host, Sensi, and on this podcast, we talk about taking accountability of your life to become the best version of yourself. Now, in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about something that has been on my spirit lately, and it's about how much I feel like we are so distracted by money. Nowadays, I just feel like everything is about money. Everything is about how much you make. I feel like every time I go on social media, there's always something about how to make $10,000 in 10 minutes or how to increase your pay at your job or how to get your first 50 Airbnbs and how to invest and how to, like, everything is about money. Money, 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 success, And don't get me wrong, money is important, right? But I guess I've been feeling like this because I really spent a lot of my life focused on making money. And every time I would hit money goals, it's like I would celebrate for 5 minutes, but then I would always move the goalpost. And that's, I feel like when you make a lot of quantitative goals, there's not a lot of long-term satisfaction that comes from it, because quantity means numbers and numbers are infinite. So you can say, oh, I want to make $100,000 a year. And then when you hit it, you celebrate for 5 minutes and it's like, how about 150? How about 250? How about 500? What about 1 million? How about 1 million in a month? How about 10 million? Like, it just constantly moves, you know, because it's quantitative. Numbers are infinite. And I rarely see people hitting financial goals and saying, you know what, this is good, I am happy, I would like to stay here. And I don't mean in terms of encouraging complacency or settling. I just mean in terms of people always feeling like you have a void and money is what's going to fill that void. And I am somebody who's very introspective. I reflect a lot, and I like to do that to try to learn the lessons in the experiences that I have in life. Because one thing about life is, if you don't learn your lesson the first time, you will take the class again and again until you get it. And I don't like repeating the classes and struggling. So I try to learn my lesson the first time for the most part. So in reflecting, I've just realized that I had these success goals, these financial goals, and when I hit them, I felt really good about it, but then it was always on to the next and moving the goalpost. And at each level, I more or less felt the same way after that brief celebration. I always felt like, what's next? Or how do I become somewhat well-rounded? I just realized I was neglecting a lot of other areas in my life and focusing on making money, and the money didn't make up for the other areas that I chose to neglect. I've just been trying to like live my life in a way that is still abundant, still thinking in terms of abundance, but not making money the focal point of everything that I do. I feel like we tend to focus a lot on money. We get distracted by the money. And I've realized that it's not about the money, it's about the feeling. Let me explain. When I say I want to do things for my sisters, who are 3 years old, by the way, when I say I want to be able to do certain things for them, it's not because of, like, it's not necessarily about making money to do those things. It's because I don't want them to feel how I felt when I had to do a lot of things on my own without too much support. And when I say I want to go on a trip with my friends or travel with my friends, which requires money, it's not necessarily about making money to be able to do that. It's more so about creating new memories and spending quality time with my friends and feeling like I have genuine connections with people and making those memories and having those new experiences while traveling. Or even when we talk about wanting to do different things which would require money, like trying new food or something big like moving to a different city. Yes, you need money to do those things, and we always focus on making the money. It's more so about feeling the thrill of starting something completely new and moving away to a different city and starting over, or feeling like I have the freedom to do that because of my financial status. It's more so about the feeling of freedom that it will bring. The money is just a tool. It's a vessel that allows you to do certain things that brings you these feelings. But ultimately, what we're really chasing, what we really care about, is the feeling of freedom and not being restricted by anything because you don't have enough money to do something, or the feeling of happiness and joy when spending time traveling with people you care about, because you have enough money to take multiple trips a year, or feeling like peace, or feeling a great sense of gratitude or joy in being able to spoil a family member or do something for somebody because you can buy them a house, right? It's more so about making them feel that you care about them and feeling like you are proud of yourself for getting to a point for doing this. It's all about the feeling, and the money is just a tool that allows you to have these things, to do these things and create these feelings. But we get so distracted by the money, and everything we do is about making money. Everything is about hitting your next big income goal, hitting your next sales goal, making all of your hobbies monetized so you can do all of these things. We put so much focus and energy and time into making the money, and we neglect all of the things that we actually care about. And that is what I'm talking about. That is how I used to live my life, but I just had this like epiphany recently where I'm like, why don't I just focus on the feelings and stop being so distracted by the money? Because after hitting a certain level of success in my life, hitting a lot of my quantitative goals, I'm telling you, I celebrated for 5 minutes and then the goalpost moved. I was on to the next thing. If last month it was this amount, next month it was just a higher amount. And everything, all my time and energy went into hitting the goal, and I neglected everything else that mattered. We want the money because of the feelings we will be able to create in having different experiences and doing different things that the money will allow us to do. But we constantly neglect the actual feeling and the things that bring those feelings. Let me explain. If you say you want to be able to spoil your mother one day, right? And like buy her a car or something. You want to do that because you are working on making money because you want to be able to do that. The money is a tool that will allow you to do that. But what you really want is to invoke some type of feeling in her and some type of feeling in you. And instead of just spending time with your mother and focusing on these feelings and experiencing joy and spending time with her and like bonding, because you're working this hard to do something for your mother, right? But in the process, you're neglecting time with your mother because now you're focusing so much on the money. And then when you hit those monetary goals, you just set the bar higher and you continue to work and you constantly neglect the person that you claim to be doing all of this for. Like, that's what I mean. When I say I want to do certain things for my sisters who are 3, it's like, okay, but why am I not spending time with them in the meantime? Why am I so distracted by making money that I don't spend as much time with them when I claim that everything I'm doing is for them? So now I'm focusing on the feeling of feeling good around them, loving them, and just wanting to spend time with them. And everything has been a lot better. Like, I feel like I've been a lot happier in my life focusing on creating the feelings instead of chasing the money to do things to create the feelings. The money, I believe, is there. It'll come. But I can't neglect everything that I claim is important to me and only focus on making the money. I can't be so distracted by growing my investing portfolio and like always trying to hit a different sales goal and neglect the people I claim to be doing this for. When I go see my sisters are 3. When I go see them, they don't care how much money I make. They don't care what I do for a living. They don't care about anything. All they care about is me playing with them. All they care about is like us playing hide and seek, or like me carrying them around or playing with them. That's literally all they care about. And that brings me so much more joy and satisfaction and peace. And I feel so much more love when I am with them and spending time with them versus when I hit a financial goal. Over here with them is what is truly important to me. So it's like, why am I neglecting them in pursuit of money to take care of them? I hope that makes sense. It's like, I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad for pursuing certain business goals or financial goals, because I still have those. All I'm saying is, don't be so distracted by hitting those quantitative goals and those financial goals that you neglect the very people that you claim to be doing it for, to give them a better life. I've been guilty of it, and you know, that's one of the reasons why I'm taking a whole month-long vacation, and I'm really doing my best to reconnect with the things that really matter to me and the people that really matter to me, and take time away from always focusing on making money. I have spent a good bit of my life planning financial goals and making every hobby or whatever I do about making money. And now it's just about, okay, what is my why? Why am I doing this? Why did I start this podcast? Did I start this podcast to make money, or did I start this podcast to help people? Okay, so if the podcast is not hitting certain financial goals, am I going to quit? When people who listen to me now are sending me so many nice DMs or leaving so many comments, am I going to quit or give up or feel frustrated when I'm doing exactly what I intended to do just because I'm not hitting a financial goal? You see what I'm saying? If I focus on the money, it's going to make me feel like I'm not doing what I need to do, or I'm failing, or things are not what it needs to be or where it needs to be. But the podcast is serving the exact purpose that I made it for. It's genuinely helping people, and it's bringing me outside of my comfort zone. The feelings that I have putting myself on the internet when I'm a very like private to myself, barely post on my own social media type of person, and me being vulnerable to people I don't know in hopes that it helps people, and then it actually helping people, me stepping outside of my comfort zone and growing and doing something that used to scare me, the joy and the satisfaction and the happiness that I feel in doing all of that is a lot more significant and a lot more meaningful than the joy that I feel when I hit certain financial goals on my own, or with my podcasts, or doing anything else. It's like, I'm happy when it's making money, but I can't be so distracted by constantly improving my financial goals and all of that, and neglect all of the growth that I've experienced on this journey, or neglect the people that I'm truly helping, and feel bad about something just because it's not hitting a financial goal. That's what happens when you become too distracted by money. You forget the very why of why you're doing something. You forget the purpose. You forget the reason why you started something to begin with, just because it's not hitting a certain income goal every month. And that's why I'm making this episode, because I want you to really think about everything you're doing right now. And I want you to think about what is more important to you. Are you allowing yourself to be so distracted by making money that you're neglecting everything else in your life that you claim to matter more? If you're on your deathbed, you're not going to say, oh, bring all my money to me, or bury all my money with me. It's not going to make sense. You're going to think about the people that you want to spend your last moments with. So why aren't you spending time with them now? Or you would be thinking about all of the regrets that you've had, all of the things you never did, all of the things you never said to people that you cared about. You're not going to be thinking about, I wish I made more money. So now that you're not in a position, now that you're in a position to be able to say those things, to spend time with those people, to do different things, to create those feelings that you're really chasing, but you think the money will bring it to you, why don't you focus on these things, and or why don't you at least appreciate these things more instead of allowing yourself to be so distracted by your income goals? I've seen a lot of people start different things and it didn't make the type of money that they wanted to make, so they quit. And I'm like, you helped so much people and inspired so much people with what you did, but because it didn't look financially feasible, you gave up on it. But that was something you really wanted to do. I feel like It's so much harder to try to focus on the qualitative aspects of your life and the relationship and focus on creating those feelings outside of money. Because in America, we live in a capitalist economy. Everybody is always talking about how to make money and how you need to make more money. And everything is about making money. And your worth is determined by how you make money. People treat you a certain way based on how much money you make or how much money it looks like you make based on what you buy, what you can afford. So it's a lot easier said than done to say, stop just focusing on money 24/7, because that's just the society that, you know, we live in America at least. And I know it's hard, but I'm saying this from experience. I literally learned this from experience. I spent a lot of years chasing financial goals, and then when I hit them, I just celebrated for 5 minutes and it was on to the next thing. But I have literally cried on this very couch so many times out of pure gratitude for how much progress I have made in my life by starting this podcast. And I don't make $1 million from it, but I am so grateful for the people that I'm able to help. I'm so grateful for how much I've grown. I'm grateful for all of the hard things I talked about that I never thought I would say out loud. For the things that used to make me want to end my life. I am grateful that I'm at a point to be able to share this and help people. And I constantly have to remind myself that this is why I'm doing this. This is why I started. I didn't start this to become a millionaire. And it's like, if it happens, that's great. But I can't feel like what I'm doing doesn't matter because it's not making 7 figures yet. You see what I'm saying? I want you to really think about why you are chasing the money that you're chasing, why you have these financial goals. What are you trying to do? Are you trying to take care of people? Are you trying to travel more? Are you trying to have different types of experiences? Are you trying to do different things? I want you to focus on the feelings that these things will create. And I want you to start thinking of ways to replicate those feelings in your life or do things in your life that you can now with your current income level or even things that don't require you to spend any money. Think about all of the reasons why you're chasing the money, and then I want you to, if it has to do with any person, I want you to actually focus on spending time with that person and building a bond with that person versus thinking that you have to neglect them in the process of getting money so you can buy them nicer things. It's like, it's no shade or anything because I still want to be able to spoil people. I still have financial goals. All I'm saying is that don't get so distracted by making the money to do things that you neglect everything that actually matters to you. That's all. Okay, so before we move on, I have a surprise for you. If you don't already know, I do have 4 journals for self-reflection, relationships, your vision, and healing. And they basically come with journal prompts to actually help you get your life together in these areas. And if you think the way I speak is triggering, the journal prompts will also be triggering. You know why? Because I created them. It's not no happy-go-merry, what is your day like? No, the same way I drag you on this podcast is the same way I drag you with these journal prompts so that you can actually get your life together. So if you're interested, I am now giving 20% off only to my podcast listeners. I do not advertise this anywhere else. You cannot find this anywhere else. This is only for you because you listen to my podcast. So if you're interested, go to secludedthoughts.com/journals and use code STP20. Now back to the episode. And on another note, speaking of being distracted by money, I want you to think of how many things you are actually doing in your life right now that you are only doing it because of how much money it makes. You're not doing it because you genuinely enjoy it. Now, I know sometimes, you know, I know bills have to be paid. I know bills have to be paid. I know you have financial obligations, right? But what I'm saying is I want you to still think of all of the things that you are doing right now solely for the purpose of making money. And it really doesn't make you happy. It doesn't bring you joy. And it might even be pulling you away from people or things that you care about. But it's making money, so you do it. I want you to really assess whether or not it's worth it. And it's not that I'm saying you have to like immediately cut those things off, but I'm saying come up with a plan, because I'm speaking from experience. One of the worst things you can do is make your entire life about making money and hitting financial goals and then neglect everything that's important. And then something goes south with whatever you do to make money, or something goes south with the people that you care about, and you realize how much time you don't spend with them and how much time you have invested doing something that makes you miserable, something that you don't even like. How much of your life are you giving away to something just because it makes money, but you hate it? Like, is that how you want to live the rest of your life? You may not be able to just up and leave or do anything about it right now, but I want you to really think of a long-term strategy towards this. Like, don't allow yourself, don't be like me and allow yourself to make your whole life about hitting these quantitative goals, these financial goals, and then you celebrate for 5 minutes, but then you realize you still have a void because other areas of your life are being neglected because you are putting all of your time and energy into just making money, and everything is about finances. Everything is about this and that. Focus on something else. Focus on things that will create the feelings that you're chasing, that you think the money will bring. So if you want, so let's say you want love, right? But you don't necessarily have a significant other. Some people think that, you know, I can make more money and then it would allow me to present myself better, and then I can probably then go and find love after I'm happy and I have my finances in order and blah, blah, blah. But you could literally start focusing on the love today. You can do many things, like take yourself out on dates, take solo trips, say your affirmations, cater to yourself based on your love languages. My primary love language is physical touch. I love getting massages, okay? I love getting massages. Do things right now. Think about the feeling that you think the money will create. And I want you to think about how you can start creating that feeling in your life right now. And then once you start doing those things, your life will feel less and less weary, like everything about it is just making money and you're doing things to make money that doesn't even make you happy. If you're doing this for a loved one, don't neglect the loved one in the pursuit of making said money. Spend time with them. Find time to spend time with them. Prioritize them. If you want to spend more time with your friends and you want to like take more trips with your friends and stuff like that, and you're working hard to make more money to be able to travel more, how about you start with like local staycations, or just start spending more time with your friends? You don't always have to travel abroad with people to spend time with them or do fun things. You can have staycations. You can have like a girls' night in. Throw a theme party, have a vision board party. I've done stuff like that before. Like, have a movie night. You can do stuff that doesn't require you to make money. And the reason why I'm suggesting these like cheaper alternatives, like just spending time with people when it costs little to no money, is because I want you to realize that you can create these feelings without having to be like a millionaire or without having to be making six figures. I am trying my best to help you to understand what I've been trying to implement in my life lately, and that's focusing on things that genuinely bring me joy, spending time with people that I care about, and not putting 100% of my time and energy into making money, which is just a tool that will allow me to have these feelings that I can already replicate in my life today. The money will come, people. The money will always come. But the time spent with people you care about, we're all on borrowed time. And especially if you have like younger siblings like I do, like they're babies, they're growing every day. Children, when they are younger, it feels like you're missing a lot more time with them because everything is so new and they're like growing up. But we're adults. It's different with children because they're a lot younger. Like, you really have to spend time with them. When you miss time with young children, you turn around and they're like a lot older and like so much has changed. So if there's like younger people, a sibling, a child, a cousin, somebody that you really care about, Don't constantly neglect them to go make money because you feel like you need to make money to be able to buy things for them or give them a better life, and you're neglecting them in the process, and then you turn around and it's like their 13th birthday. You see what I'm saying? You care more about the people, so spend more time with the people. Don't let the money distract you and feel like you have to make it in order to have some type of meaningful relationship with them, or you need to be able to buy them nice things or do nice things for them. You can do nice things for them now with the money that you are making now, even if you're not making any money at all. A lot of people just value spending time with you. Like I said, my sisters, they don't know how much I make. They don't care how much I make. They don't even have a concept of money and bills and all of that. When I go see them, all they care about is let's play hide and seek. Let's carry me. You know, like they want to come on my back. They want to play with slime. They just stuff like that doesn't even matter to them. We're adults, so it's like, yeah, I want to make money to do things for them, but why should I neglect them in the process? And I know what they say about when you split your time, it's like sometimes when you focus on one thing, something else will be neglected. All I'm saying is make sure whatever you're focusing on is something that is important to you, and make sure it doesn't make you neglect the things and the people that you really care about. Find a healthy balance and don't make everything in your life about making money. I know every time you go online, every time you go on social media, it's always about, here's how to make money. Here's 15 side hustles. Here's how to make passive income. I feel like we need to talk about something else. Let's talk about building relationships with people. Let's talk about enjoying life. I don't know. It's like after I spent so much time of my life trying to make money, and I realized that it's not going to fill any void that I have, and I actually have to work on myself, and I actually have to like actively focus on other things and make sure I am fulfilled in other areas of my life, I just started saying, you know what, F it. It's like, I'll make the money will come, but I don't want to be missing out on time with my sisters. I don't want to be missing out on time with my friends. I don't want to be neglecting people I care about. I don't want to be neglecting myself or my own personal needs. I don't want to be feeling bad about binge watching a show on Netflix because I could be working on my business instead. I could be doing something to make money instead. Everything you see is like, oh, why are you wasting all of this time on Netflix? You could be making money. Why are you wasting all of this time and doing this and having fun? You need to be making money. Like, shut up. Shut up. Let people live. Let people live. So many of us are brainwashed and conditioned to think that everything has to be about making money. And I guess I've seen my stats. I know I have people who listen to me from all around the world. And if you live in a country where, you know, capitalism is not the norm, you're probably laughing. You're probably laughing at me. But like, to be honest, I truly believe that I have had it up to here with capitalism. And I just spent so much time chasing money and trying to always make money and build a business. And I'm just like, okay, what makes me happy? What do I genuinely like to do? Who do I care about? Who do I need to spend more time with? How do I spend more time with my friends? Quality time with my friends. I have really been scaling back and saying, okay, yeah, I have these financial goals, definitely. I'm not going to forget about them. But I am not going to neglect myself in the process of getting them. Because if I have to compare my level of happiness and joy when I achieve certain things in my life, the happiness and the joy and the gratitude that I get for growing as a person, for facing my fears, for spending time with people, greatly exceeds the happiness and joy I feel when I hit a financial goal. Both of them make me happy, but one is more important. And right now, I just feel like I just want to, you know, soft life me. The soft life, and I'm not just saying that because it's trending and it's a buzzword. I have truly had it with me just always focusing on making money and interacting with people who only always focus on making money. I'm a lot happy when I have genuine conversations with people about who they are, what they like, where have they traveled to. Like, genuinely getting to know people versus always talking about how to grow my business, how to scale, how to make passive income. And I'm not knocking any of it. There's a time and place for all of that. And I definitely find myself in that time and place when it's time to do those things. But all I'm saying is I have lived a great deal of my life being distracted by money and financial goals. And I'm telling you, the other stuff, the qualitative stuff, the people and the things that you care about, you'll always be happier when you focus on them. And when you don't neglect those things versus when you go in autopilot on making money and growing a business. Focus on the things that make you happy. And I really want you to start putting a plan together to hopefully let go of things that you are doing purely to make money and find things that will help you make money that you genuinely enjoy. My hope for you is just like me. My hope is that you have a healthy balance in your life and you don't make everything in your life about making money, because honestly, it's overrated. It is overrated. The money will be there. The money will always come. I don't know about you. I've had times in my life where I didn't think, like, you know, back when I was like really struggling, I didn't know where the money was going to come from, but it always came. And every time I think back at those times, the moments that I always appreciate and enjoy is the times I spend creating memories with people versus, oh, I did all of this hard work and I made this money. It's like, yeah, I'm proud of it, but the quality time I spent with people and time I spent having fun and making memories is a lot more valuable to me than the time I spent overworking myself in the name of success. I have accomplished a lot of things that I am proud of, but I am definitely at a point in my life where I am refining my approach so that I am not depleted in the process of achieving said financial goals. I am no longer living my life in a way that is distracted by money. It's not easy. I live in a capitalist economy. But it's like one step at a time, day by day. And I'm telling you, when I started focusing on creating the feeling in ways that don't necessarily require money and focusing on things that I actually care about and creating balance and not constantly being out of whack and out of balance because I'm overly prioritizing money and being distracted by making money in everything I do. My life is a lot more chill now. I'm chilling, honestly, and I'm looking forward to being on the beach in my vacation because, oh, I want that for you. I truly want that for you. I know it's not easy. I know when you get done listening to this episode, you're probably going to open TikTok or Instagram and it's going to be somebody on there talking about how to make passive income. And it always makes you feel like you're behind and you could be doing more and you need to be doing more. But if you just take a moment and you pause and you reflect the times where you created memories with people and you spent time with people will outweigh the times that you hit financial goals. It's just like a temporary dopamine hit, but it's quantitative. It's based on numbers, and numbers never end. So those goals just keep increasing. The goalpost keeps moving, the bar keeps getting set higher, and it just constantly makes you work, and it feels like there's no end. So all I'm trying to encourage you to do is not be so distracted by money and make time for the things that actually matter and focus on creating those feelings that you're chasing, that you think the money will bring. Focus on creating it with the people and the things you care about in ways that may not require money. Focus on living your life. Enjoy your life too. Don't always make everything about money. That is all I have to say this week, and I will talk to you next Sunday.